let's take a trip to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep, off another solid week, hit all the Pac-12 picks. UCLA on the money, lost the tight one, but covered. Washington got the best of Arizona. USC get a win at Utah. And we bring in Lee Sterling. How are we doing on this eve of the holiday?
I can't complain. I'm looking forward to going home after your show and taking the fork and the spoon and trying out all the entrees and desserts.
You're going to practice, or that's
for Oh, yeah. Take like, I usually take like two. You know, the first one, like, okay, oh, okay. You gotta get ready to know what you're going to eat tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm all ready because for the first time in a million years, it's just my wife and I. We're doing the mega quarantine with our three kids, each in separate locations in three different cities around the state. So,
does that mean the dog gets a little more than normal?
Yeah, probably an extra walk or two as well. let's get to the Iron Bowl, and of course, it just seems weird to be here at Rivalry Week. And, you know, for some leagues, it's like your fourth game. But anyway, Auburn started the season 11th, got worked by Georgia, lost to South Carolina. Since they beat two lesser foes. And so their reward is they get to play top-ranked Alabama without Nick Saban, obviously his COVID issue. Odds makers not buying a tight one here. Tide laying 23 at Bryant-Denny. How you see this one playing out?
I mean, so many moving parts with, you know, Nick Saban not coaching this game and a bunch of injuries for Auburn. Two starting tackles may not be a go. Starting running back is dinged up, another couple guys on defense, but Auburn's just not intimidated by Alabama. I mean, they've won four times since 2010. Alabama has the better team. They've got the better talent. Mac Jones will probably get his revenge for last year when he threw two pick sixes, but Bo Nix was under 50% the first four games passing, now over 70% the last three games. And I think the receivers, I think they might have the best trio of receivers in college football. So I think the line's escalated. It should be like 15, 16 points. So I think Alabama wins 42-24, but Auburn Tigers, they cover.
All right. First college football playoff rankings are out at 8-0 with the Clemson win. Notre Dame is 2. They're at Chapel Hill to take on the Tar Heels, who are 19th. UNC has a couple of gut punch losses, 3 points at FSU and at Virginia. I like their quarterback, two good running backs in Michael Carter, Javonte Williams. Not a big number, Fighting Irish laying 4. Who you liking here?
So Notre Dame is going to have to run the ball, and they just got to eat up clock. I mean, they got to wear down North Carolina, keep that offense off the field. Could be a little bit tougher. Irish are down two starting offensive linemen. Their center, Jared Patterson, got injured in the BC game. He's ruled out for the rest of the year. Right guard, Tommy Kramer, had an appendectomy about 9-10 days ago. He's a no-go. And North Carolina also gets back both starting cornerbacks. Storm Duck and also Kyler McMichael both should be back for Friday's game. And fun to get a real big game on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Especially with a limited card with all the cancellation of games. But Notre Dame has not faced a talented passer like Sam Howell. I mean, it would have helped them to face Trevor Lawrence and come out with a win. But by not facing Trevor Lawrence, I think they could be a disadvantage. Sam Howell, I think in the 2022 draft, he might be top one or top two guys going as far as the quarterback position. So he's already thrown for 23 touchdowns. I actually think North Carolina has better skill level talent than Clemson here. I think it's going to be a barn burner. I think the wrong team's favorite. I think North Carolina's going to upset Notre Dame 45-42.
All right. Wow, that would be a barn burner. Go Heels. Yep. Moving to the Pac-12, Oregon off the nail-biter win, remain unbeaten, debut at 15 in the playoff standings. They're obviously up north to play the Beavs. Ducks got run on by that stud at UCLA, Demetric Felton. Now they face a really good one again, Jamar Jefferson, who had a couple of long runs last week. OSU's defense leaves a lot to be desired, but minus 13. How you seeing the Civil War?
So, if I'm the Ducks, I just load up the box. I mean, I put nine guys in the box, and if they beat me, throw in the football. So, I think if I'm the defensive coordinator, that's what I do. And on the other side, I don't think the Beavers can stop the Ducks' running game. And so, I just keep running at a high pace, maybe even as quick as possible. I think this game's won at the line of scrimmage, and you got to give the Ducks credit. I mean, they just reloaded in the offensive line. They are really recruiting there, and you see the difference. I mean, Beavers are getting guys, two and three star guys that, you know, not real talented, and it's tough to find defensive line. That's usually the difference between average and good teams, and I think that'll be the difference here. I like the Ducks here. I think they pull away late. I think they win this game here 42-17.
Alrighty, let's get to the NFL. A moved division game, a rivalry, the Steelers, the lone unbeaten, could pretty much bury Baltimore for any division shot. It's now the Sunday afternoon game. The Ravens right now on the outside of the playoffs looking in. They played a barn burner, these two, earlier in the month. Steelers, a small three-point favorite at Heinz Field. What gives in this one?
So I think the problem here for Baltimore is, you know, everyone's talking about J.K. Dobbins and also Mark Ingram. I think they're fine at running back. I mean, Gus Edwards is serviceable. Justice Hill from Oklahoma State, I like him as a change of pace back. So I always thought that Mark Ingram looked like he was certainly on the downside of his career. Biggest loss, though, is nose tackle Brandon Williams. I mean, he went out the last two games because of injury, and also they gave him a breather in a couple series. You could run a Mack truck through that defensive line and linebacker. So that's the biggest problem for Baltimore on the front seven. They also, their DBs can't cover anyone, can't make tackles. On offense, their offensive line is got some problems. I mean, there's six guys. The guy they moved in, a kid named McCarry from California, he's grading the highest of any lineman the last couple weeks. So they're just not playing at a high level. Lamar Jackson doesn't have confidence in his receivers. They're getting no separation. They rank actually 29th in drop percentage out of 32 teams. They're a team that people are talking about maybe going undefeated or losing one or two games. They lose this game, they're 6-5. I think they're done. I like Pittsburgh, 30-17.
All righty. Lastly, the best quarterback ever against the best quarterback now. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs off that brilliant late win to beat the Raiders, taking on Brady and the Bucks. TB12 and Tampa look less than stellar Monday night. The thing is, you get a lot of people who, when whether it was with the Patriots or now, want to throw dirt on his grave. Can we count this guy out yet? Yeah. Chiefs, a three-point road chalk. What's the play here?
Yeah, there's something wrong with Tampa Bay. And you can't, I don't think, just change a losing mentality, a losing franchise with one or two players. So Tom Brady is doing the best he can. Still, I think he's not the same as he was 8-10 years ago. You see that, having trouble throwing the long ball with accuracy. I mean, he's got to throw rainbows to get it to these guys. And on top of that, just no chemistry, or at least not enough yet. And then you look at the Rams. Look at the first drive of the game. The Rams, 3rd-and-2 at the 5-yard line. A New England franchise, you know, a Kansas City team, they're probably not jumping off sides. Yeah, Kansas City did it a couple years ago in the championship game, and it cost them. Last year, you didn't see that type of thing. And what did they do? They jumped off sides. The Rams get a 1st down, 3rd-and-2, touchdown. So I just don't think you can change it that quickly. In Kansas City, their defense only got one stop, only forced one punt the entire game, and they still win the game. So I think Kansas City and Mahomes is just too much. I like him here 38-30.
All right, now we reach the point in our chat where I let you know Lee's game of the week. And now it turns out to be Boise State and San Jose State. And you look at San Jose State and it's like, whoa, you guys are 4-0. And so Broncos laying 11 there. But while we always have such a great time talking Ducks, the national game, when it's showtime, you guys at Paramount Sports, your weekly mission, find edges. Pick winners for your clients. So let the folks know how to get this Mountain West battle and all your service has to offer.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a fun time of year. I mean, this is college basketball started today, and last year we started off on a ridiculous 30 wins and just 9 loss run. So last year, I think it was out of 420 services, we were ranked number 6 in the country. So you want to hop on board. Now's the time. I mean, these lines are really soft. So you want to make some money early in the season. It's the time to do it. And, I mean, we're having just an incredible run. This is the time to hop on board Paramount Sports. We have the Turkey Shootout, 15 games starting tomorrow through Sunday, $97. So everything's all available. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com. And, Steve, I want to wish you and your family and the staff there and all the listeners out there happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to you and your family, a delightful, though more subdued Thanksgiving, Lee. Always a lot of fun, man. Be well, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care.
Take it easy.